Whiskey, Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, and an X-ray. He's number 3 on the list. Number 4 on the list is Miss Laura, November 2, Juliet, Tango Tango. And number 5 on the list is Mr. John, Tennessee, November 4, X-ray, Yankee, and a Charlie. Do I need to repeat any of them for you?
Okay, got you as number 2. Got Gary, WB2JX as number 2. Miss Laura, JTT, I got her as number 4.
November 4, X-ray, Yankee, and a Charlie. That would be Mr. John in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Okay, roger, roger. Got him in Tennessee, Josh. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for picking up the flight. I was kind of out there struggling with trying to regain some property back from my antenna where it decided it wanted to flop down today.
Oh, no. Well, I sent you the preamble, but I will be happy to do the honors and read it tonight for you when it's time.
Okay, yeah, that'll work perfectly. And I'm letting the astrophones warm up now, and they'll be online here in just a short.
All right. Well, since you're sending the astrophones on, let me see if I can find some more for you. Mr. Larry, good to hear you. N4ROQ, you are number 6 on the list.
Thank you. Good to hear you. Hope you guys and all the guys that are checking in. Thank you very much.
Roger, roger. I turned the radio on the other night. I was doing some paperwork, and I was going to put my headset on, and I didn't. You and Mr. Reed were having a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we, I'm marching this one, so give me a call anytime. I usually can't hear you. Sometimes I'm in the other room, but if you call a few times, usually I can hear you.
Oh, so this is your hangout frequency. Well, that's good. It's interesting. I was on 40 meters, and there's a guy, or really it's a group, on 7.213, and apparently they hover at that frequency every day around the noon hour. So I made their acquaintance while I was out QRP in Pennsylvania, so now I've got to get on the frequency and catch them during the day in my post-UTH.
Yeah, 40 meters comes in good during the day. So that's a good place to help.
Hey, Robert.
Hello there.
I'm on 7191 from about noon until about 2 o'clock today.
Oh, wow, okay. 7191. And what were the hours again?
From about noon Eastern until about 2. And you would think it was Liberty then, because it's very right wing.
Well, I will have to tune into that. Tomorrow I have radio breakfast, so I won't be back home until about 1 o'clock or something. So I will try to come in and tune that in. I've never, never messed around on 40 meters, but I bought one of those ICOM IC705. And I've done some QRP with it, with a long wire, and 40 meters is amazing what you can do with 10 lousy watts. That radio from ICOM is such an interesting little toy. I do have an amplifier that attaches to it, gives me 45, but what you can do with a good antenna and 10 watts amazes me.
Stations, 40 meters all day long. And I talked to a guy running a 705 today.
I have haven't bought a new radio for years. I mean, it's got to be a decade. My last new one was my Kenwood TS-4 or 5 that I'm talking on. I did buy a used TS-480 that I made into a remote station, but as far as a new radio, a new base or mobile, it's been a poke. And I bought that 705. I really like the word Kenwood, but ICOM did their homework.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of them. And I always read Kenwood until I bought the 7300 here. And I've got a TS-940 and a TS-450. I had a whole bunch of Kenwoods going all the way back to the legendary Twins. Did you ever see a Kenwood Twins?
Well, I was thinking you were going to say a particular number. My first Kenwood was a used TS-120, and that was a radio with no squelch. I don't know, what are the Twins?
That was the R99 and the T99. It was a set of twins that came out and had a separate receiver and a separate transmitter, and they were matching. And I think that came out about 1972.
Well, let's see, in 72 I still was playing with the children's band radio on 11 meters. I didn't graduate to the adult radios until, I think I studied in 79, and I believe my license was issued in 1980. So tell me, on a set of those twins, what turns off the receiver so that you're not driving it with the transmitter?
Okay, you kind of faded out. Go ahead now.
What turns off the receiver when you're transmitting on the twin?
It's been too long ago since I've had those.
And they were always a little bit confusing because you could operate in a variety of different ways. But it's been a long time.
We'd have to look it up.
Okay, I just was curious. Well, let me go and see if I can come up with some other numbers for Mr. Jesse. Alrighty, CQCQ, this is KAHJOY, looking for check-in for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net for our commentator, our moderator. I'm clicking while I'm doing this. Mr. Jesse is going to be the host tonight. Do I have any other check-ins? Over. CQCQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. At the moment, nothing else heard, Mr. Jesse.
Okay, Roger, and good evening, Jay. Good to hear you, sir.
Bob. Yeah, you're a little light right at the moment.
Okay, Joe, I should have known better. I should have done flip that button by now. You know, that one big red button that says do not push.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. That big on switch is a lot of work for you people from the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, when you've been brainwashed as long as we have, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get back in the swing of things. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. All right, well, very good, Bob. Thank you, sir. And am I coming in better now?
Yep, that definitely helped.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for getting all the early check-ins. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4, the XA, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, calling CQ, taking further check-ins, anyone, with or without traffic. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I am Jesse, out of Devoted Frog State of Pennsylvania, calling CQ for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Looking for further check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join? Call time, please. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Jesse.
Well, how's Mr. Mo doing?
Oh, I'm still kicking.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, thank you for staying with us. We want you to be up front seat when things go bad. Thanks, Mr. Musk. Always good to hear you out of Nebraska.
Thank you much. I can hear Bob also.
Hey, very good. Well, just pull up a bag of popcorn and your soda and prepare to watch what's about to happen on this December month, because I have this weird feeling, Mo, that there's some crazy crap about to hit the fan.
I'm trying to hit the fan every day. Something weird.
Yeah, I know you're right. All right, thank you, Mo. We'll get back around to you. You're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're number 7, Mo.
Thank you much.
Hi, Chris, KG0RFA. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZX. And I am Jesse. I'm your net control moderator, whatever you want to call me tonight. Just call me late for supper, because that's one meal I will not miss if I can help it. Anyway, good evening. We're taking further check-ins on anyone else that would like to join us. Okay, not hearing nothing at this time, so Mr. Bob, would you like to go ahead and open the net?
I would be happy to. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the Arum Net. I was correct on the way I pronounced that. Arum Net, the Gold Liberty Thought Standard. Go to libertynetradio.org. Don't go to the other domains because your eyes will burn from possible pedophilia. And if you're, if you get hypnosis, you can go to charlottesvilletimes.com. You can possibly see a photo of Kevin the Perfect with electrical tape hidden in his pants. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, let me open with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, let me pass it back to our host, Finest Man of White, KG4ZX Tennessee.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob, and everyone who's joined us tonight, KAJOY, on this Saturday night, Wednesday night Liberty Net. I am Jesse, your moderator for this evening. And this is, once again, our devoted proud state of Pennsylvania. Let's see. We got a couple good check-ins already tonight. One last call before we start the net. Anyone else would like to join us on a relay check-in? Call now. Okay, we're not hearing nothing at this point, so we'll go ahead and start the net. Well, I just want to start off the net with something that I thought was going to be very interesting tonight, and I want to bring this up to everybody's attention. So, good evening once again. This is KG4ZXT. I'm the very first day in Pennsylvania. My name is Jesse in the Alleghenies here of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's see. Graphene hydroxide. I wanted to bring that word to your attention. Graphene hydroxide. This substance is being found in the bioweapon that they call vaccine. And I want everybody to remember that well. I want you to look it up. I'm going to pronounce this a little bit better so you can write it down if you got the time. And I want you to look it up and see what comes up once you Google it. Or just not know it, in my preference, because I hate Google. All right, well, anyway, it's graphene, Golf Romeo Alpha
Papa Hotel Echo November Echo. Hydroxide
is what it is. Not droxine, but hydroxide. Hotel Yankee
Delta Romeo Oscar X-ray India Delta Echo.
So if you got the internet in front of you, I want you guys to look that up really good and pay attention to what's going to go down tonight.
Hi, this is
KT4ZHC, and to get that started, I wanted to bring up a article off of Gateway Pundit tonight, and a German scientist named Dr. Andreas Noack was allegedly murdered after revealing his finding of tiny, stable carbon compounds called graphene hydroxide in the experimental COVID-19 injection bioweapon. In his video, Dr. Noack explains that graphene hydroxide acts as a tiny razor blade within the cardiovascular system. He claims the graphene hydroxide in the COVID-19 injection supports findings from other scientists also earlier this year that it could potentially be the cause of the many sudden cardiac events and deaths post-COVID-19 jab. So if you got this jab and you're an athlete and exercise, well, this may be your culprit, guys. Including the one witnesses in the professional athletes. Anyway, the German doctor explains why so many athletes are dying from the shot. The graphene oxide is like razor blades in the blood vessels. The faster the blood flows, the more damage it does. So, kind of think about this. All these so-called sports players and everybody out there is performing their routine exercises in basketball, playing football, whatever it may be, and they're working their blood up to a fast pace. Well, I've been saying there's something funny about this for some time. Anyway, the story continues, especially the top athletes who are dropping dead have fast flowing blood. The faster the blood flows, the more the damage the lasers will do. If injected into the blood, then you are a murderer, the guy says. So, Dr. Noack explains graphene hydroxide in the video below. So, this is in many different videos coming about right now as we speak. It's on WeLoveTrump.com, but it's also on Gateway Pundit, and if you Google it, you will, or DuckDuckGo it. Let me pause. KT4ZHC. Alright, my timer went off. Anyway, if you look that up, you'll get multiple researchers on this. Anyway, Dr. Noack hypothesis and the mRNA in the COVID jab injection could potentially be a diversion from the tiny razor blade. He doesn't believe anyone could be able to give him a carbon specialist scientific reasoning why the carbon razor blades are in the injection. So, Dr. Noack, in this state, that anyone who continues these injections after this knowledge goes public is guilty of murder. So, tragically, rumors have surfaced that Dr. Noack died after making his presentation. So, look it up, ladies and gentlemen, and pay attention to what's going on. I pray to God I'm wrong, but with all the evidence out in front of us right now, we've got to be on top of the game. This is KG4ZXC, and I am Jesse out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. And let's see, Mr. Bob, what do you got to say about that? KXLY, I'm taking it up to you.
amazing. It just does not stop. And look at that crazy mayor of New York. He's got, what, something like 10, 12, 14 days left, and he's mandating that you be vaccinated, including five-year-olds and on up, and he won't be mayor past the new year. So it's kind of nuts. Well, I have an interesting one, Jesse. I got it started out as a song. It's beginning to look a lot like arson. After a Fox News Christmas tree in Manhattan went up like a torch. The holiday display at 6th Avenue and 48th Street in the center of Midtown Manhattan caught fire early Wednesday, according to Fox News. Just after midnight, security guards at the New York City headquarters of Fox News noticed a decoration not in keeping with the red, white, and blue All-American motif. As a man started climbing the 50-foot-tall tree, which is actually an artificial creation on a metal-shaped frame set like a tree. According to WABC, after the man climbed the structure, he lit papers he brought with him, set them on fire, and pushed them into the framework. Police responded to arrest the man as the firefighters extinguished the flames. I mean, it's a blaze. It can be seen, if you Google it, of it going up in flames. Craig Tamanana, 49, was arrested, according to WABC television. Police listed him as a homeless with a last known address in Brooklyn. Tamanana is charged with criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, arson, criminal nuisance, endangering others, criminal trespass, criminal tampering, and disorderly conduct. But really, in New York, that would be, they let him go. I mean, you know, you can't charge people with that kind of stuff. Hell, in California, they'd give him an award. He was arrested in the past for drug possession and public intoxication. Police said they believe Tamanana, who had a lighter in his possession when arrested, acted alone. Officials said they were unsure if the accelerant was used. Oh, I'm sure Chris Cuomo probably asked him to do it. In addition to the All-American tree, three other trees in display were damaged, according to the New York Post. The incident left Twitter abuzz. I don't want to hear anything about how radical some of you believe Republicans to be when there are humans running around New York City setting Fox News Christmas trees on fire. It's amazing, though. It wasn't CNN's tree that went up in flames. It was the Fox one. The tree had been decorated with 10,000 glass ornaments and 100,000 lights. According to Fox News, the structure took workers almost 21 hours to put up. The company said the tree display will be rebuilt. So here we are. We're now burning down Christmas decorations. Again, you've got to realize religion is under fire. You know, we've got to get rid of that nasty First Amendment of freedom of speech and freedom of religion, which we put such a dent in it during the COVID. But we had freedom to riot and freedom to burn down buildings. That was okay, but we weren't allowed to go to church. And of course, there's that pesky Second Amendment. Remember, if somebody that wants your weapon so bad, it's because they want to pass a law that you would shoot them for. Back to you, Mr. Jesse.
Oh, very good, Bob. I was just curious, was that a pun? Under fire?
Under fire, literally.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's a crazy world that we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't figured it out by now, we are under attack. We are under attack by illegal aliens that are coming across the border in droves, herds. I mean, just thousands and hundreds of thousands within months. And thank God Texas is starting to step up to the plate and doing their own border walls. But, you know, Bob, I just realized that we're fighting a battle, and it's going to take every American out here. If you have any patriotic bone in your body, you better get
ready. I don't think you got time to keep your powder dry at this point. I'm surprised they ain't more pitchforks and torches out already. But thank you, Bob, and yeah, that's amazing. And Fox News Christmas tree went up in the Fox Central Square. That was amazing. I've seen the pictures and the photos on different websites. And this is just the first. Just wait till my next article. Hey, let's move down the list. WB2JAX, Mr. Gary, out of beautiful New Jersey. Come on in, Gary. Very good, Gary. And yeah, you're right.
I tell you, there's so much BS going on around us right now, it's hard to identify what's really fact and what's fiction anymore. But we know it's happening around us. Just look at New York. Look at California. Look at all these other states, and you see that it ain't getting any better. All right, thank you, Gary. God bless you, sir, out of beautiful New Jersey. WB2JAX, thank you for being here tonight. All right, let's see. Miss Laura is on the listening mode. That's N2JTT. Thank you for being there, Miss Laura. Say hello to Mr. Marty, N2IRJ for us, next manager. There's something else I was going to bring up. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can catch us out on libertynetradio.org. Just be careful what you type in. Do it correctly, and you won't find yourself on a pedophilia page. So just be careful how you type it in. It wasn't our choice. It just happened to be the look of the draw, the way the .org is. it's funny how they abbreviate something so close to other words. Hey, well, sensitivity. All right, thank you, guys. All right, moving down the list, Mr. John out of Tennessee, November 4, XYZ. How you doing, John? Come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Jesse and Robert and everyone on the Liberty Net tonight. Ukraine has been in the news in the last few days, and it seems like the Democrats are really itching to get something started over there with Russia. And, you know, that's not anything new. That's been going on for a while. It goes back to John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, and there's three countries that the globalists who are out in the open now, which is the Davos group. That's the New World Order right there. That's who they are. They got three countries to take down. And if they can kill two birds with one stone, they're going to, because the three countries are Israel, the United States, and Russia. And so, look out. All I have to say is, I think everybody needs to double up on their prepping. You know, you need to buy canned meats, you need to buy rice and beans in the bulk, and you need to have a good water source, because when the Russians start hacking, watch out. You know, they showed us a little bit of their hand a few months ago when they hacked some things. That's right, they hacked the gasoline pipeline. Trying to think back. What do you think about that, Mr.
Jeffy? Good evening again, Mr. Sorry, John. Dang, I swallowed a bug, I believe, in my coffee. Let me see. Thank you for the AC in the United Liberty Net. Mr. John, I will have to say that I wonder why they're even screwing with Ukraine to begin with, because if I'm not mistaken, Ukraine voted to be part of the old USSR to begin with, if I'm not mistaken. And the only reason Creepy Joe would have any say or any opinion in the Ukraine area is only because of his corrupt sponsorship with the corruption and all the kickbacks that he's getting. So, you know, he's going to protect his best interest and everybody else in Congress that's got their pockets lined with Ukrainian oil companies, among Burisma and all the other companies that's been talked about in the past. But, you know, we're dealing with a installed government, Creepy Joe himself, and he ain't even dealing with a half a deck. So I think you're right on the money. I think everybody needs to prepare in the most presidented way possible right now, because I tell you, these jokers are actually looking for some wartime to get something else going, and I believe it would be the escalation of World War III.
That's what I think there, Mr. John, and I'll leave it open for one more comment from you before I move on.
Yeah, absolutely, and I believe that World War III will come within the Biden presidency, because the Chinese, they may pick a few other countries off. They've got an opportunity. So it's coming, people. It's coming quick. You need to prep, you need to buy canned meat, you need to store and buy lots of canned meat, and rice and beans, and get stuff up on water, and the hackers, they don't have to take a chance. You know, you saw what Russia did to our gasoline supply here in the southeast.
Okay.
Got a good net going there, Jesse, and so back to you, KG4VXC, M4XYC. Hey, John, yeah, very good, and yeah, you're on the money, sir. Oh, excuse me. Hi, M4XYC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. That's Mr. John out of beautiful Tennessee, and I want to emphasize, if you have a well, ladies and gentlemen, get out there and put a generator out there. I don't care if it's a 3,500 watt. A small one will do suffice if you have a well. You can get by with just that. Water is your basic essential, and, well, actually, I think gunpowder and bullets is your basic essential, other than having to...
But who knows?
But water is your basic life supply, and if you ain't on the game, it's too late. Thanks, John. N4XYC. Moving down the list to Mr. Lay, N4RSQ. Take it away. This is the Saturday, Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, Lay. Good to hear you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear where you are on here. Removing in Virginia the pedestal, a former Robert E. Lee statue, and I did read something in one of the articles on Robert E. Lee's statue that they took down. It was a horse. It was either a brass or bronze horse, and they held it down. I read where they let a company in and sold it to a company to melt it down. So, they're moving right on, destroying all of their statues and melting them down. And this right here, this article is in Richmond, Virginia. It says, this is the pedestal that once held the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Richmond, Virginia. Will be removed, even that. They're taking the pedestal down now. This is Governor Ralph Northam. Announced Sunday. He's a Democrat governor there in Virginia. It says, his administration will remove an enormous pedestal that until earlier this year was the Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Richmond. Announcement marked the reversal in September when the statue was removed, but the Democrat governor said the 40-foot tall pedestal currently covered in graffiti would stay, so he's changed his mind on that. His administration also announced plans to transfer ownership of the grassy island in the middle of a traffic circle where the statue was located to the city of Richmond. The move comes about a month before Northam leaves office and Republican Governor-elect Glenn K-I-N, the agent they beat him in the last election, who has expressed less enthusiasm about the statue's removal, is sworn in. It was important to us that we do it now before we leave office. So that's a liberal Democrat for you. So we took all of Robert E. Lee's stuff down. The beating of the land, which was given to the Commonwealth in 19th century, was a request from the city so the council could come under local control. preliminary work on the territory is expected to begin Monday. This project is expected to be substantially complete by December the 31st. One of the time bronze equestrian piece installed in 1890 was placed in the middle of the traffic circle, part of a collection of other convenient statuary along Richmond's historic Monument Avenue. The statue, which had drawn criticism as a symbol of racial injustice, was hauled away and set famous for cheers from onlookers. Northern ordered its removal in the summer of 2020 amid the nationwide protest movement that erupted after the murder of George Floyd, which was the liberal riding this. The 2020, we can no longer honor a system that was based on the buying and selling of enslaved people. We're talking about slaves here. But they hauled this statue away and they're melting down the bronze statue of Robert E. Lee. So, while this gentleman is still governor, he's going out very soon. Ralph Northam, N-O-R-T-H-A-M, Virginia governor. So, that's what these liberals are doing before getting out of office. They're getting rid of all the statues from the South. And I want to see if I can find another small one here. A government deal approved in Germany. Germany's pro-business Free Democrats on Sunday approved a deal to form a new government with two center-left parties, moving Chancellor designate a step closer to taking office as the country's new leader this week. The Free Democrats reached an agreement last month to form a coalition with Social Democrats and Environmentalist Greens. And what kind of government are we looking at? Effectively crossing the aisle to ally with the two parties. This is a coalition agreement with policies of the center, which won't shift our country to the left, but wants to move it forward. Move forward, that means you got a bunch of liberals in there. But wants to move it forward, party leader Christian Lindner told a largely online party convention. Delegates voted 535 to 37 to approve the agreement with 8 abstentions. After the Social Democrats on Saturday, only one more hurdle remains. Elect Scholz, that's spelled S-C-H-O-L-Z, on Wednesday. This is the result of a ballot of the Greens, 125,000 strong membership, which is expected on Monday. The biggest challenge for the deal, but one is expected to pass. So, this was on Monday's paper, so this is Wednesday. So this comes from USA Today and the Knoxville News Channel. Pass it back up there to you, Jesse. It's showing good down here tonight from Larry in Tennessee and 4ROQ back to that.
Hey, thank you, Larry. And 4ROQ. Yeah, thank you for being there. Oh, by the way, Larry, 40 over F9. Very, very good signal tonight. You're booming in up here, and a lot of you other guys are too. Just wanted to compliment everybody and get their antennas up. And I actually working, I guess the trees off the leaves helped out also a lot. So everybody's sounding great. So thanks, Mr. Larry. Yeah, I also make a quick comment on Junery Lee statues being removed there, even Charlottesville, Virginia. What the hell is wrong with you people in Virginia? They're going to come and take your statue. Well, what would you do if this was your Mercedes in your yard and you was paid, and it's paid off? Are you going to let these people come and take your Mercedes? I'm starting to believe half the American people out here is gutless and cowards
and just downright pussy. I'm starting to get really bent out of shape about this, and I really don't like to use any type of profanity whatsoever, but it's gotten to the point where we need to wake up and slap the shit out of the next person in charge that thinks he's going to take down the statue of General E. Lee. This is the United States of America, if you guys remembered out there. And everybody needs to be on top of the game right now and start retaliating against this type of activity. We cannot keep tolerating this if we don't have a country left. And so far, it doesn't look good, ladies and gentlemen.
I extend enough of my rent.
Thanks, Ray. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, how can you have a few words of that and then still have the audacity to say God bless?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because God knows that we're in a fight for our lives. And right now, we are. And this country is, too. And it doesn't matter what your religion, belief, race, color, creed. It doesn't matter what it is. If you ain't standing up, you're part of the problem. And that's the way I'm going to leave it. All right, thank you, Larry.
Take care, sir. And we'll catch you on round two.
KG0RSA, Mr. Moe, out of the beautiful state of Nebraska. Come on in, Mr. Moe. What you got for us?
Well, after that last speech, I'll agree with you. And I don't have nothing else that'll override that. That was a very good commentary. And I hope a lot of them Virginians heard you. So I'll just pass it on back to you, Jesse, and be sitting here listening for more. KG0RSA, over.
Hey, very good, Mo. And, you know, I got something for you on the election here before the night's out. So hopefully you'll stick around with us. Thank you, Mo, for being there. And you are very highly thought of, sir. And I want you to know that. Thank you for being here like always. KG0RSA, Mr. Mo, out of Nebraska. One of the great Liberty Hunters has been here for years, ladies and gentlemen. This is KG4ZXE out of the 31st State of Pennsylvania. And let's see, it's going to the top of the list. So, Mr. Bob, KXJOY, what you got for round two?
Well, Mr. Jesse, do you remember the email that was... they were competition for the official position, except for the article. He was questioned by John Kennedy, the senator, and he said, I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade, because she is a Marxist and a socialist. So I'm trying to find her name in the article. Sewell, Marva, AMAROVA. So, real step forward, socialist, doesn't stop the track, but which comes next is what's really important. That the President Biden's radical nominee for a controller of the United States currency, withdrew herself from the consideration for the job after a Republican campaign highlighted just how unsuitable her ideas make her for an important role in the American system. This is my question, by the way. Now the country has to see what Biden has planned next. He clearly hasn't learned his lesson. From the time her nomination was announced, Omarva was targeted by Republicans for past writings and statements that proposed a federal takeover of key parts of the private banking sector, driving American energy companies. She wanted to drive American energy companies out of business. That was her statement. And basically turning the government's power to destroy the kind of capitalism system that made this country great in the first place. She was a Democrat's dream, of course. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren called her nomination a tremendous news, which is kind of funny because these are all wealthy people, and yet they became wealthy because of our capitalist ballistic system, but yet they don't want you and I to have money. It's bizarre. It's like Bernie Sanders. He owns three homes. He's one of the wealthiest people in the Senate, but yet he wants you to pay your fair share. But for Republicans, conservatives, and anyone who really cares about the country, she was a nightmare. Senators united in their opposition, even some Democrats from states were shaking in their support, reported in late November that Democrat Senator Mark Kelly and Kristen Sinema of Arizona, John Hickenloop of Colorado, John Testa of Montana, and Mark Wagner of Virginia had told the White House they couldn't support her. In the face of all the pressure, she withdrew, thank goodness. With their usual disregard for intellectual honesty, some lefty Democrats and their allies in the established media tried to brand opposition as some kind of xenophobic, knee-jerk reaction to a woman who grew up in Kyrgyzstan, a republic of the former Soviet Union. Now let's face it, people, it's not being a xenophobe when she's written articles that talk about Marxism, and she's written articles about the capitalistic system being bad and trying to bankrupt American oil. She is a Cornell law professor, as the New York Times put it, bank lobbyists and Republicans painted her as a communist because she was born in the Soviet Union. Well, that's probably a real good chance that she is. The article goes on to say that's a lie, and anyone who followed her nomination knows it. Plenty of people are born in communist tyranny and come to the U.S. without bringing along adherence to failed ideology of state control over the individual. Well, if she didn't have those federal government controls, then she wouldn't have wanted to destroy our capitalistic system, put all the banks under the control of the federal government, and bankrupt the oil fields. So she's out. Now we got to see what Sippy Cup Sloppy Joe has next for us. Let's go, Brandon. Back to you, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, very good, Bob. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. People don't understand what Let's Go Brandon means by now. You're behind the ball, and you dropped it.
Hey, thanks, Bob. KHLY and the Wednesday Night Lived In That once again. This is KG4ZX NFC of the Voter Pro State of Pennsylvania once again. Looking to probably bring a lot more to the table here. If we had a lot more time. All right, let's see. Mr. Gary, out of beautiful New Jersey, WB2JAX. Come on in, Gary. Let's see what you got for round two. Okay,
I got two of them. Sandy. And every one of them got out sooner or later. And the person that I like to listen to is the IRS program at PRS.
Because we know that the majority of people in Congress got a saline solution injection. They did not get the bioweapon jab. They did not get anything that would harm them. You haven't seen one member of Congress do any exercise and fall over in their exercising routines. What does that tell you? Not one politician has fell over except for that dang douchebag out in California. Devin Newsom, I think? He got a bad batch, and I think they just gave him the wrong shot. And he was out for 2 weeks, and now he's got some kind of crap going on from the results of it. But they kept that quiet. But for the most part, I'm just still trying to figure out how anybody can be forcing a mandate on anybody when a mandate is not law. Last time I remember, a bill has to go to the House and be passed by the House, and then it's sent to the Senate by the Senate and passed before it can become any law to make it legal to force bioweapon this jab on anybody. And I'm still trying to figure out why people are so gullible in believing that their government is so honest and so what's the word I'm looking here, Bob? Because I really don't know. I mean, our government is so corrupt, we can't trust them SOBs for crap. But what I wanted to say is, more than anything, is if you take this and under mandate, under pressure, this is nothing more than forced suicide. And I am not going to force suicide anything upon myself, because that is not my nature. But that's what they want us to do. They want to force us to commit self-suicide by taking this bioweapon, and yet that way it relinquishes their conscience, so they don't have to, sleep at night, for killing half American people. I better just shut up at this point. All right, thanks, Gary. God bless, sir. All right, now moving down the list into JTT. Miss Laura has been listening to the night there in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Miss Laura, for being there, and Mr. Marty into IRJ. All right, this is KG4JXC, the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, moving on down the list, back down to Tennessee, N4XYC, Mr. John. Oh, what do you got for us, sir?
Yeah, okay, Jesse, you're going to have to. You get wound up so fast that you get carried away.
say your blood pressure probably spiked a few points. I've never had a drink before in this, but, you know, it's not a bad thought. So, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I tried to be moderate with most anything, but I want to actually keep my head when it comes down to it. You know, that's the thing. I know my blood pressure gets up, especially when I read some of these articles that's coming out. But, you know, we have to stay vigilant and we have to be wary. Even the news stations that we get right now there, John, the news stations and the information we do get on the internet, you know, we still have to be quite careful what we read, because some of this stuff is still propaganda and we still got to be on top of that. And you know, I keep making the statement to a lot of people, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. What do you think about that?
That's exactly right. That's a good rule to live by. And speaking of that, I used to be kind of a YouTuber that didn't make any videos, but I watched a lot of YouTube, and it's 100% censored. Squeeze a few droplets of tree here, but for the most part, not. Somebody's working on this, but to get some good news stories, you might get your pencil and paper out. It's called Bit Sheet. Bravo India Tango, my mouse not working right, and shoot, just like it sounds, Hotel Uniform Tango Echo BitChute.com, and I don't know what the status of the company is. I don't know if it's been bought. I heard that that President Trump is working on a YouTube type something for the future. So I don't know about that. Maybe some other people can come in and comment. But that's about all I have tonight. Keep the powder dry and watch your coal oil up there, Jesse, and everyone over there from sunny Tennessee. N4XYC.
Okay, very good, John. N4XYC out of Beautiful, Tennessee. Well, now that you brought that up to my attention, I will elaborate just a little bit on that, John. Rumble is a great source for videos that is not censored. And yes, Donald Trump, believe it or not, his outfit has talked with Rumble executives, and they are buying the technology of how they are set up to create the Truth Network. That's going to be Truth by Donald Trump, his media outlet. And they're just using the same format and the same type of devices to be stable. And that's the reason they have been negotiating. There's actually a story, it might be on page 2 by now in the Gateway Pundit, that goes into a little bit more detail on that. I don't have the article in front of me, but something to think about. But Rumble is one of the better video sites, alternative to YouTube, and also band.video also is one of your good websites for videos as well. And my favorite for news mainly now between Gateway is InfoWars. That's Alex Jones' show. And he's on as we speak now on 4.840 at 10 o'clock, and he runs till 2 a.m. Here tonight, every weeknight. So if you guys out there want to tune in to him later on tonight after the Liberty Net, there's still 2 hours left. All right, thanks, John. God bless. M4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. Come on in, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Here's the article. It's a little bit lengthy.
This is regarding, this is by Dr. Jim Ferguson. He's on a local paper here in Knoxville, and he talks about
everything has skyrocketed. The price of everything has skyrocketed.
You go to Walmart, you can't get out of there. You go to Walmart, take you a black magic marker and put down the price of all the stuff that you buy. It's kind of out of it. So when you get to the checkout counter, it's going to be about $2 to $5 higher on everything, and you think you're buying the price on the sticker, you'll be surprised that there won't be anything even close. So that's what I do. I bought some a block of ingredients there for deer or different animals. 14 something right there, and it was almost $19. And I had written down the price of it on top of the lid, or on top of the lid, and just a piece of paper on top of it. And they're not even, they're just changing so fast they can't change the price of everything. So just remember, you need to take your magic marker along with you. All right, in this article, Jim Ferguson, he writes this in a little small paper here in Knoxville. He's really small, and he's really a little bit over my head on a lot of the words that he uses. And but I'll try to see if I can actually. He says we don't have a problem with systematic racism in this country. We have a problem with systematic corruption. Leah Bob, head of anti-CRT task force, Prince William County, Virginia. Make no mistake, the Democrats will go for broke on woke because they have nothing else. 10 months of the progressive socialist Biden agenda ravaged their economic production, inflation, and shortages, as well as raising the cost of nearly everything. Everything is skyrocketing, people. The Democrats have emboldened their enemies like China and Russia and harmed Americans by promoting lawlessness and invasion along our southern border. They have even spread COVID through inept management and flying unvaccinated illegals all over the country. However, reality will not humble or stop the Democrats because, as Victor David Hansen observed, ideology and power, not the modus operandi method of operation. The Democrats realize they must seize this moment to irrevocably transform the country, because the 2022 election will get his power and make old Joe even more of a lame duck than he already is. Consequently, we are entering a time of extreme peril because a desperate adversary is even more dangerous. I was trained in the scientific method, which is based on reason, observation, and testing. I never left that position. And like Bill Nye, the so-called science guy who left engineering to become a comic and has now became a comical Democrat activist. Through his cringeworthy TikTok performance with hypothesis labeled as Amtrak Joe, I was an academic underachiever. And with science coming up, I learned the basics through my focus. Though my focus was on sports and girls, nevertheless, curiosity was nurtured during my education, which also taught me that youthful passions need to be tempered with a healthy dose of skepticism. I have advised many patients that you don't want to be the first on the block to try a new medication, but don't be the last in the neighborhood. Science thrives on skepticism, continually challenging orthodoxy defined as right or conventional beliefs. How disturbing to hear Saint Fossey proclaim that he represents science. Actually, he is the face of hubris, arrogant pride, which the ancient Greeks recognized as the greatest sin. The proverb said, pride goeth before the fall. Fossey has already fallen. He sold his soul to ideology, has become a swamp dweller like so many who go to Washington, D.C. This latest Fosseyism caused Senator Rand Paul to compare Fossey's arrogance and dogma to the medieval church. The same hubris has apparently destroyed Dr. Francis Collins as well. Collins was the head of the Human Genome Project and in recent years has been the head of National Institutes of Health. He is stepping down after being caught up in the gain of function controversy associated with the COVID pandemic. His 2006 book, The Language of God, Melves in Religion, revealing his own journey from atheism to theism. Unfortunately, the idol of power absolutely corrupts. Lord Acton. After much search and contemplation, I took the Moderna vaccination series and recently a COVID booster. As a 70-year-old with risk factors, the benefits for me outweigh the potential risk. After all, I'm in the autumn of my life, and long-term side effects are less of an issue for me. This guy shouldn't have done that. And I reasoned, and science confirms, that vaccination protects me now from serious disease and death. However, despite government orthodoxy, vaccination does not prevent COVID infection, nor does vaccination keep me from transmitting COVID to others if I acquire a breakthrough infection. I still believe young people should avoid COVID vaccination because the risk of serious disease is extremely low, and we have no data on the long-term side effects of the novel vaccine. What excuse am I reading from the Facebook global major news media and reprehensible politicos? I expected men from men of science to have become apostles of virtue in the Washington swamp. My skeptical nature has in large measure spared me from succumbing to the dogma of these titular experts. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And similarly, if the usual chorus of dishonest fear mongers in the alphabet media are screaming, I trust my common sense and observations to resist panicking. Let me move on down so I don't take too long on this. I've come to the conclusion that passing laws or changing administrations is not going to fix America's problems. We are far beyond those small remedies. A recent poll shows 36% of Americans still approve of old Joe's handling of the country. I suspect these people are so blinded by hatred that they have become irrational. They have become useful idiots for the media and turn a blind eye to what they actually see. Perhaps they just tune out or focus on themselves, as a liberal admitted to me. There are biblical precedents for fixing huge messes. I'm not a fundamentalist. I believe the Bible gives us stories to consider and reflect upon. Moving on down. It's going to be a rocky ride for America in upcoming months and years, but God always says a remnant to rebuild. I'll add Mr. Liberal to my prayer list alongside our country. Champion President Trump's Thanksgiving message, do not worry, we will be great again. So I thought that was fairly good. He took this experimental vaccine, which couldn't have read a lot of the videos and looked at a lot of the videos, that this stuff will kill you and give you cancer and maybe
autoimmune diseases and messes with your DNA. So just remember all that, people. These vaccines are, as Jesse has said, are meant to knock the older people or to kill the older people so they won't have to pay you your Social Security. So the country is bankrupt. They want to put huge taxes on people, and they want the IRS on your account, anything coming in, they want some money out of it. So, man, I'm telling you, these people are gone crazy to be liberal, socialist, Democrat. Say my word to you. And just remember, these people are going up on everything. They don't know how to run the country. All they know how to do is tax and spend. So back to you there, Jesse, from N4ROQ. I know.
Okay, stand by 1 second there, sir.
Station
recognized, give me a call.
Alpha Delta Victor.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Delta Victor. Tony, you said?
Roger, roger.
Okay, is he on frequency?
Roger, roger.
Okay, very good. We'll get Tony here in just a minute. We got one more in front of him. And so, Tony, you're on deck, sir. K-8-A-D-D. Hey, thanks, Larry. God bless you, sir. And always a pleasure hearing from you. And good coming. And yeah, you're right. We got a lot of things that is happening here around us. And these lunatic politicians have gone crazy. They are taking everything that they can possibly take, and they're still money hungry and power hungry. They're tripping. That's the way I could put it. Thank you, sir. All right, moving down the list, Mr. Moo out of Nebraska, Kilo Delta Zero, RSA, Romeo Sierra Alpha. Mr. Moo, come on in. I know you got a good comment for us, sir.
KD0RSA, well, thanks for getting me back in, Jesse. But I'm really just sitting here listening to see what's going on, and I have started watching a little TV, but that thing is something else. So I just really just sit and listen to you folks, and then go downtown and try to spread it at the coffee shop and what have you. So I'll just sit here and listen, Jesse, and see if I can remember my old age to get it to town and tell the younger ones at the coffee shop. KD0RSA, over.
Yeah, you're right, Mo. And thank you for spreading the word. And everybody out here needs to do the same thing as Mo's doing. When you're out and about, quit holding your tongue, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there and speak your mind. If I'm going to tell you right now, somebody approached me the other day because I was wearing an FJB t-shirt, and they come up to me like they were going to do something, and I had to put them in their place. I told them, you didn't pay for my house, you didn't pay for my electricity, you don't pay my taxes, you don't pay my bills, so you ain't got nothing to say to me. So everybody needs to be on the defense, and not defense, but offense. You need to start retaliating against these people and start getting in your congressman's face on the phone in public and do the same thing these damn people, these Democrats, have been doing to us for the last, God, half a century now. Thank you, Mo. Hey, thank you for being there. Always a pleasure. And everybody needs to get out there and put their opinion and put it out there in their face. Thank you, Mo. God bless. Thank you, Zero RSA. Out of Nebraska. All right, moving down the list, Mr. Tony, KD8ADV. Come on in, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you. KEHADG, Mr. Tony, out of Ohio.
Very good, sir.
And yes, you're speaking sensible for sure. I've been thinking Barnum and Bailey Circus. I think I thought they was out of business, but I realized that they were hired by DC now.
But, you know, back to the point that,
you know, they're asking for medical cards.
Well, first of all, that is a violation of your HIPAA law. I can't quite fathom the individuals out here that's just giving free information out about their status quo. You know, I ran my business, you know, for some years, still in business, doing a lot of things in the auto body industry. But, you know, HIPAA law is a law, not like a mandate or unconstitutional mandate that this president is doing. And, yes, for your co-worker there that hasn't been in this country long, yeah, he is dead on the money. Last I remember, everything had to be passed through the House, then passed through the Senate, before it can even become a law, and then a president will sign it. Well, this ain't a president, so that's why all these executive orders that I believe is coming about. But everybody out here needs to stick up with the HIPAA law and use it for what it was designed for, to keep your information private.
And if you're gullible enough to let that happen, then so be it. But, Tony, very good point. And I'm glad you brought it to the table, because everybody needs to be aware that it's happening right in front of our eyes. It's happening now, and it's not going to stop until you make it stop. When you start giving this information and start buying into this, yeah, I lost many customers myself, but you know what? I gained almost as many as I lost because of the way I speak, the way I talk, my attitude about this whole crazy government that we have that's out of control, this tyrannical government, of course. But Mr. Tony, stick around for another round. Always good to hear from you, sir. So, K-8-A-D-D, thank you for being here, Tony. Hey, we're at the bottom of the list, and it is the bottom. Let me take a quick pause. This is KG4ZAC out of the Verde Frog State of Pennsylvania once again for the Wednesday night lived in that. Do we have any late check-ins? Okay, WDA, Papa India Charlie, name the location. Oh, Sylvania, like the tubes, okay, or the TVs, or, yeah. Okay, we got it. Well, good evening, Bob. Thanks for being here. Second, now I'll put you on the podium, sir. If there's anyone else would like to check in first, and I'll get right back to you. There anyone else that would like to check into the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, call them. Okay, I'm hearing nothing. So, Mr. Bob, if you'd like to make the translation first, come on in. D-A-T-I-C.
Bob. Thank you, sir. And, you know, you're welcome to come back anytime. We're here every Wednesday and Saturday night starting at 10 o'clock Eastern time or 2200 hours, whichever you prefer, until we shut down. We can only do about three rounds here. The third round is generally the 73 round. But, yeah, it sounds like you've had a heck of a life, sir, and God with you, for sure. We understand the situation quite well. I looked you up on QRZ, and looks like you got a nice station there and a nice place to kick your feet up, so good deal. Well, if there's anything we can do for you, don't hesitate to give us a call. And I hope you stick around for round three. So, WDATIC, thanks for being there, Bob. Hey, very good. Hey, this is KG4ZXNSE. I'm the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania once again. My name is Jesse, and I'm here in the Alleghenies of PA. Let's see, it goes to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, and since I am at the top of the list, I wanted to bring this one article up before I pass it to Mr. Bob. So, Mr. Bob, you're on deck, sir. But anyway, this is off of Gateway Pundit. If you guys know anything or following Georgia's election, well, here it is. Off of Gateway Pundit, Brad Raffensperger argues the State Farm suitcase video was urban myth, kicking out observers, rolling out suitcase, and shoving ballots through the machine three times in the middle of the night, completely acceptable, he says. So, anyway. Last week, Georgia election officer Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wanda Shea Moss, sued the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff, and Joe Hoff for allegedly conducting a campaign of lies against the two women that led to the online in-person harassment against the two women. Anyway, the organization behind the lawsuit is called Protect Democracy. I don't think they understand the meaning of democracy, because this is a republic. Democracy is nothing but a form of voting, and I wish people would get that in their dang head. A large left politician organization is what they call Protect Democracy. Anyway, the two women and the far left founders targeted Gateway Pundit after the first to identify the women in the late night ballot counting video at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia on November 3rd. The morning of the November 4th, the Gateway Pundit was also first to report Ruby Freeman was caught on video having stacks of ballots through the voting machine numerous times late at night. After all, the election observers went home. Well, when you shut down the election, I honestly assume it was shut down. Nah, not these people. Anyway, the anti-comp officials in Georgia insist that this was normal. Do they even have a concept of what normal is? I don't think so. Anyway, procedures in the state of Georgia to kick off observers pull out hidden suitcases of ballots and feed them through the machines in an empty room numerous times when your candidate is losing the race. We disagree. Today, Georgia State, Brad Raffensperger went on a popular radio show. Raffensperger argued that the suitcase scandal was an urban myth. Anyway, Raffensperger claims that the suitcases were pulled out from under the table from the State Farm Arena and on election night is an urban myth, and Rudy Giuliani sliced and diced the video out of sequence. So Raffensperger stealing of the vote in Georgia's election. So,
I don't think, the only way you're going to fix these people is if you fix them. And these people need to be decommissioned and run through the street as a public nuisance and a disgrace to Americanism as it stands. We cannot tolerate this, Georgia. It's about time you guys step up to the plate and do your job, too. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, and I'm going to hand it up to Mr. Bob. It is J-O-Y in the Wednesday Night Lifting Net. Take it away, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse. I just want you to reach out to Bob and talk to him. Would you know the age of my father? I'm going to call him and ask him for Saturday night.
Yes, sir, I will surely do that. Mr. Bob, out of Ohio, WDATIC, the other Saturday Night Net controller, KAJOY, wanted me to respond to you real quick and invite you to join us also Saturday night as well, sir. So I hope you do come back. Yes, sir, this frequency. Okay, well, thank you for doing that. And yeah, feel free to join us anytime. And we are periodically throughout the week, we're here as well. On different occasions, not run the net, but just powwowing. All right, well, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back around to you for the final 73 round. WD8PIC, clear with you, and back to K8JOY.
I'm listening to Jesse, but I got a couple comments, and I have a
that's been my point exactly, Bob. I've been trying to figure out if they got that saline solution in their arm, and or did they have a fake arm?
Republican Alexander Ocasio-Cortez,
last year around the board. We will not surrender our power to the flight department here in the location. Our demand is for the Senate to open the hearing because we have to do the same thing back to the house. The mayor needs to be illegal to be part of America. It's interesting because at some point in time, if you it'll go to Congress to them too. But I get to come and see that. And they hate America so much. That's
well, you know, you're absolutely correct, Bob. You know, if we go down, they don't understand that they go down because we are the life support of this great nation. Without us, they have no servants, they have no food, they have no way to get things done no more than anyone else. I don't know where they come up with this mentality that everything is going to be all hunky-dory for them, but they're wrong. Hey, thanks, Bob. And, I'm glad you gave the definition because I was actually going to read the definition of democracy because to me, democracy has always been nothing more than the voting process in my book because we have a republic, we used to have a republic, but we don't know more because we don't have representation with, we don't have, now I done stumbled myself. But you get the point. We don't have representation. We have nothing but taxation now. So, yeah, taxation without representation. Yeah, that was the comment I was trying to get. All right, thanks, Bob. And thanks for being here and opening the net and being here and doing the logging tonight. KHJOY. Thanks, Bob.
You are welcome.
Hey, moving down the list, let's see, Mr. Gary, WB2JAX, out of beautiful New Jersey. Come on in. What do you got for the final round, sir?
Okay, KG4US Tennessee, WB2JAX. I want to make a little bit of an audio here. I'm hoping it'll work. I only put on about maybe 20 seconds ago. Hang on a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, boy. I'm good. Let me see if I can.
However, during the trials that came after that, in the litigation, it was shown that Merck knew that it would increase risk of heart attack in his truck and hid that information. The FDA should have known that a whistleblower and for wanting to bring the public's attention to the action, allowed them to send out a Washington summit, Dr. Graham, he was muzzled, threatened, and in fact,
Did that come through all right, Justin?
Well, it's a little bit light on me, but I'm picking up a lot of static at the moment. But it could have been a little louder.
Yeah, it could have been a little louder.
Okay, good for the feedback. Thank you.
All right, I'm just going to make another comment here. The Underground on RT is a book out, No Bosses, The New Economy by Mike Albert. The Bezos owns Amazon. His workers there are used. They don't have anything to say about the operation at all. And in Argentina, the owners left the operation because they couldn't make enough money or whatever. So the workers took over. Now the point making and this whole thing about RT bringing this up. The workers took over the factories and all the businesses, etc., and it went right back into the same old way that 20% rose above all super site, and they began to dominate, and it just turned into the same surface that you have when you have a Bezos or Amazon, etc., on and on. Anyway, I just wanted to make a comment to Tony with the problems he has. I use DuckDuckGo. Go on that and look up Peggy Hall. She has civil rights statutes that work like a, you wouldn't believe how they work once you confront somebody who wants your medical information, etc., on and on and on. Peggy Hall, Papa, Echo, Golf, Yankee, Hall, Hotel Alpha, Lima. Peggy Hall, look her up, and you can, you'll really be impressed. Over. Back to you, Jesse, KG4ZXCWB2JRS.
Okay, give me that one more time phonetically, and I'm going to write it down and repeat it.
Okay, it's Peggy, Papa, Echo, Germany, Yankee, Peggy, and the last name is Hall, Hotel, Alpha, Lima. And she's actually on BitChute and probably Rumble, because she got kicked off YouTube also. But Peggy Hall has the statutes that you really need to use.
Okay, yeah, Peggy Hall on BitChute. Yeah, I'm going to look that up as well. And, I'm going to look her statutes and see what she's all about.
Hey, very good there, Gary. Thanks for giving us that information, and thanks for being here tonight with us, Gary. Always a pleasure hearing from you out of New Jersey. So, anything else you want to add? No, I'm kind of losing my voice. I windbag so much. Over.
Hey, no problem. Well, you take care of that voice, and hopefully you'll be prepped and ready to go Saturday night. So, thanks, Jay. Out of New Jersey, that's WB2J8X. And I am your net controller, KG4 Zebra X-Ray and a Charlie at 40 Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And yes, you can check us out on libertynetradio.org. Yes, don't type anything else in there, because you might come across some pedophilia crap or somebody you might know. All right, thanks, Gary. God bless. Take care. N2JTT is on the list. That's Miss Laura out of Pennsylvania. That's Mr. Lloyd's lovely wife out of Pennsylvania monitoring tonight, and Mr. Marty as well, N2IRJ. Thanks for being here tonight, guys. And let's see. It goes down to John out of Beautiful Tennessee. November 4, X-Ray Yankee Charlie. Come on in, John.
Yeah, okay, Jesse. I don't have a lot. Good net going. I really enjoyed listening to it tonight, and it's held my attention. And I enjoyed listening to Bob in Sylvania, Ohio, talking about his voyage through life with some of his disabilities and so forth. But, you know, thinking about everything, we're kind of like the Green Dragon Pest in Boston. I don't know how many have ever heard of that, but it is still there. It's in operation. You can go and have lunch, and you can sit down at the open table. Down here where I live, we call it the liar's table, and that's that big, long table that most of these meat and treat restaurants have, but they call it the open table, where anybody can sit down and discuss the politics of the day, kind of that. That's kind of what the Liberty Net is in the electronic age. We are the Green Dragon Tavern, because they planned the American Revolution right here. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot. The more I think about it, the more I believe that the liberals are gasping their last breath, and I believe that they've run that course. You know, they've tried to push through critical race theory, which is absolutely outrageous. You know, the Marxists that Hitler ran out of Germany, the intellectual German intellectuals They came over here, and they were known as the Frankfurt School, and they were headquartered at Columbia University. You know, they tried to follow the Marx plan with critical theory, which is to attack everything within a society, and it didn't work. It didn't work here in America, and so they had to change it to race. And, you know, that's where Obama comes in. Obama, his entire 8 years was organizing and setting up all of these antifas and BLMs, and they're under his control and under the Democratic. They're kind of like Hitler's brown shirts, where, you know, they send them to all the spots that they want to agitate and cause trouble. Shape public opinion. So if it doesn't get any, better, the conservatives are going to have to get off the couch and shape a little bit of public opinion. And I've come up with an idea. I don't think if we don't succeed in these next two elections, it might be time to get up off the couch. And one of the things you could do is you could protest your local television station. Because they lie just as bad as the networks. You know, I listen to my local news in the afternoon, and they're telling just as many lies as the networks are. So, you know, you could make up about 100 protest signs and banners, and if you rounded up 10 friends to go to the local television station, you know, pretty soon that would snowball. You'd have 200 people out there with you. So that's just a thought. That's the thought of the day. Okay, Jeff and Jesse, and Bob, you guys got a great net going. N4XY3, back to net control.
Hey, we're very good, and yeah, we need to stop being couch potatoes for sure, and quit being sheeple, people, because that's the problem. You've been led around way too long. And yeah, for the TV stations, Mo brought up earlier, he said he watched a little bit of TV for the first time in no telling how long. And, wow, if you even look at the TV, you automatically know everything out of their mouth. Some kind of false pretense. I'm not going to call it up. Yeah, I will. They're liars. That's not good. Hey, thanks, John. Always a pleasure hearing from you. And great signal, by the way. You're pushing 35 to 40 over here. So thanks for being there, John. And take care. God bless. N4XYC, 73.
Roger, roger.
All right, let's see. And going down the list, info on you, Mr. Lay, out of Tennessee. Come on in, Mr. Lay. What you got to sum it up for the evening?
Okay, enjoying the net also. Learning at you and Bob. And I sure do appreciate you guys. And thanks for Paul for doing the routine. And thanks to the band in good shape. So far, things seem to be pretty good. I know it might be getting a little long, but I'm hearing pretty good here, can't see. This is a new article from the Knoxville Soaker. This is by John J. Duncan, Jr. It's a local paper here in Tennessee. He was a legislator for a judge and a legislator. He's got a few good comments here. I thought I'd go ahead and read those. He says, many years ago when I was a young lawyer and unmarried, I was asked to speak to a single client, Wallace Memorial Church, in preparing for the conference in the material of my parents' house. I included a card that my grandfather, Papa Duncan, had made for the sermon. Yeah, he called the 10 characteristics of a Christian. He was primarily a farmer and a comforter. He was the soon-ordained preacher at the Illinois Presbyterian Church in Scott County. My parents never owned a car and never went on vacation, so Papa didn't miss a Sunday for 63 years. The little church died after he did.
bottom of the car, it's my favorite Bible verse, Micah 6, that verse says, He has told you, O man, that is good. And then, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Since the day I found that little car, that verse has been one of my favorites. I have several favorite verses and maybe write a column on those someday. I felt good that in my 30 years in Congress, I was able to get along with Democrats and Republicans. Now, looking at the distance, it seems that the two parties almost hate each other, and the general public, too, seems to be more sharp than will teach black and white kids to hate each other. So you won't see Dr. Smith or others watching MSNBC or CNN. So an article goes on to tell us that I wanted to read. And, we've really got a lot of different problems. And the Democrats are they'll let their Black Lives Matter burn down the city and burn down the whole area, and then they want to put in the bills to build them back, have money to build them back, instead of stopping them with police and National Guards and all. They don't want that. They want them to burn the city down and then rebuild them. Now, how in the world can you run a country like that? That's what we've got in there running our country at this point. And stealing the elections, of course, and then they threatened the Supreme Court people who were in the Supreme Court not to to check on any of this stuff, along with other authorities, because the FBI, CIA, all those, none of those checked into anything, any kind of fraud of any kind. If they did, they didn't come out with it. Just let it go on and these people steal the election that are in there now. So anyway, Jesse and Bob, thanks again, and appreciate everyone checking into the net. Really makes a good net, and I really enjoy it. So back to you, KAHJLY, and Jesse, I always have a hard time with your call, but this is N4ILQ, Larry, Tennessee, back to net.
Hi, very good, Larry.
And, it's okay. I butchered my call enough as it is.
Hey, well, your call is unique, and it reminds me of the old rock station back in the day, WROQ, which was one of my favorite stations back in the day when I was growing up, which is probably non-existent now, though. But good comments, and I just wish people would be a little bit quick being so gullible and believing everything that their politicians and the fake news media and this propaganda machine has been putting out for years. And you can see the consequences of it in today's society, especially with the BLM and all the other organizations, Antifa and all these jokers out here. Hi, very good, sir. Thank you for being there, Larry. And still 40 over, so no problem hearing you tonight.
And the band seems very good. And great comments from everybody tonight. And this is what makes me come back every time to help out with the Liberty Net, because people like you guys out there make it worthwhile and make it possible. And we are getting our voice out, and I am optimistic, and I think things will change around here before too long, because I think I can't remember who made the comment. I think John made the comment, XYZ did, about they're on their death stroke. But you got to remember, when there's a dying animal in the corner and you go messing with them,
He's gonna bite. And you know what? He don't care if he takes you out and themselves out in the process. And that's what these Democrats are. If they can't have this control of the United States and the rest of the world, then nobody else can. And that's their mentality. Thank you, Larry. Take care. N4ROQ. Clear with you. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. What you got to sum us up tonight, Mr. Mo?
KD0RSA. Well, not much. I guess I could read a little thing first about what people do. Is the average time a U.S. worker makes a minimum would have to work to earn by 10 pounds half. In 1991, he had to work 63 minutes. In 2021, he had to work 113 minutes. And over here on the Sherlock, 4 pounds for the steak is 92 hours to buy a 4 pound Sherlock steak. In 2021, he had to work 102 hours minutes to buy a Sherlock steak, which really isn't too bad. What you're getting as far as I know. We don't know what I was getting. There's a lot of says 2020 U.S. per capita consumption.
Very good, Mo, and KD0RSA. China, we gave China too much leeway, and now they're coming back and biting us in the ass. And it's going to continue as long as people allow these imports to continue. And we got to start getting back to basics here in this country and start remanufacturing everything. I mean everything. Everything from a pencil to our own groceries to our own manufacturing and steel industry. We cannot rely on China because
you see what they're doing to our economy.
They're not doing too good themselves lately.
Hey, well, thank you, man. God bless you, sir, and always a pleasure hearing from you out of the beautiful state of Nebraska. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, thanks for being there tonight on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, running into Thursday morning here. Hey, going down the list, KE8ABD, Mr. Tony, out of Ohio. You got anything you would like to wrap it up with tonight? Optimistic about a lot of things, and there's a lot of people right there with you, and we just got to keep our heads held high and keep driving on, and do not let this intimidate you and ruin any more of your life than it has to. But we appreciate you being here, Tony, and you and your wife. And yeah, she did not need to sign anything to release and allow the HIPAA law to overcome common sense, because people need to understand that this is your medical history. Nobody else has that right but you and maybe your spouse, if you guys are that close. So I'll leave it at that. But keep your head high, Tony. There's so many people out here right there with you. Hey, 73's KE8ADD, Ohio, Mr. Tony. Thanks for being there, and hope to see you Saturday night as well. Hey, thanks, Tony.
Night, roger, roger. And appreciate everybody tonight being here. WD8PIC, Mr. Bob, out of Sylvania, Ohio. It is the bottom of the list, sir, and let's see what your final comments is, sir.
Okay, well, very good, Bob. And, yeah, I understand the sleep pattern affects you a lot, another buddy of mine who is blind also, so I understand completely. Hey, well, being introduced to the Liberty Net, and we welcome you back anytime, sir. And yeah, we're periodically through here throughout the week, anywhere from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, and even later sometimes. So hey, don't be a stranger, and hope to hear you again. And I'm gonna put your call sign over here, and hopefully we'll be able to hook up throughout the week. You take care, sir. One last thing before I let you go there, Mr. Bob. Sorry about that. Your family can't see you? No one can. That's been my way of thinking for many years. I've had some bad family turmoil in the past, and I know what you went through in that case. So, hey, you take care, God bless, and we'll catch you again, hopefully Saturday night. And you take it easy. WD8DIC, Mr. Bob, Alpha Radio, Ohio.
Clear with you, sir.
73. We're looking forward to it. Hey, good evening or morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday morning, and this is the Thursday Morning Liberty Net, and I am KG4ZXC out of Devoted Frog, Pennsylvania. We're going to wrap it up. Let me make sure there's no one else out there who wants to make a final comment. So do we have any moans, groans, gripes, or anything else anybody would like to bring to the table before we shut down the Liberty Net? Call over.
You young fellows haven't seen nothing yet. Be sure and keep your powder dry.
Amen, Mr. Mother. Okay, last call.
Yeah, love, men, fresh view, and always paddle your own canoe.
Hey, roger, roger there, John. All right, Mr. Bob, he doubled with you. What'd you say?
I have a gentleman from Georgia, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Charlie Lima, name is Tom. He typed in the game window. When the Democrats and Republicans watch them come out of the woodwork, fueled by their anger, misinformation, and their beliefs. He said, I think it is a problem. It's now just a conscience. I wish everyone well. Tom, KO4EDL.
Okay, well, very good. And Tom, thank you for being here as well. And appreciate that, Bob.
All right. Well, I will pass it back to you, and you have to go when you want
to. Okay, roger, roger. Well, I'd like to go ahead and thank everybody who's participated tonight in the Liberty Net. It has been an honor to be here and be the net control tonight with the help of Mr. Bob, KHJOY. Always run the logger. Hopefully I'll be back up on the logger before too long, and it'll make things a little easier for everybody. But thanks everybody for being here. I like to go down the list. KHJOY, thanks to Rob. WDTJAX, Gary, thanks again, sir. Into JTT, Miss Laura, and into IRJ, Mr. Marty. Enforce XYC, John, thanks for everything and your great comments. Mr. Larry, always a pleasure. N4ROQ, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, we're keeping our powder dry. KE8ADV, Mr. Tony, thanks for your input as well. And hope to hear you again soon. WD8PIC, Mr. Bob, God bless you, sir. And if there's anything we can do, don't hesitate to call. And
and final KO4TCL out of Georgia, Mr. Tom. Thanks for joining us through the chat.
The instant messenger there on the logger. Come back whenever you can. Hopefully we'll be able to hear some verbal out of you. And I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Paul for doing the recording tonight. Always a pleasure getting your report. And I'd like to thank our founding father, Victor, from W1WCR, Silent Key House, and everyone who's participated. So, Mr. Bob, and everybody, all you shortwave listeners, and all the ships at sea, God bless you guys, and I'll let Bob do the closing. So, KHAOY, you can do the closing now, and thanks, Bob.
All right, Mr. Jesse. So as Mr. Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Event, Mr. Jesse, once again, this is Calabasas, good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you to the rest of the team at W1WCR, Mr. Victor, 79 FAM, Mr. Ron, 88 IAM, Mr. Jim, KS47, Mr. Robert, DBA, Mr. Mike, WCW, Mr. Frank, WHMD, Mr. Arm, K4DAR, Mr. Harrison, KD2DYC, Mr. Dennis, KD2LO, Mr. Eugene, the one Mr. Murray, and Dan, November 2, Ida, Whiskey, November, Mr. Owen, and KI2DA, Mr. Mike. My prayer for God to bless this great country, bless America, our first responders, our soldiers, and thank you for the opportunity that we have here on this Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to pass it back to our host, Mr. Jesse, with the ribbon.
Hi, very good, Bob, and thank you for once again, and everybody else out there who checked in tonight. We had 10 check-ins, so very good night, and I hope everyone has a great rest of the week, and looking forward to seeing you guys back Saturday night. And Mr. Bob K-H-A-O-Y will be running the net Saturday, but I will be here as long as nothing happens. So, till then, 73s, God bless, and everyone take care. This is KG4ZXC closing the Liberty Net down at, let's see what time it is. It is, come on, clock, come on. Oh, yeah. It is 12:28, December 9th, 2021. So, 73s off, God bless. Did a fine job, JC-72JAX. Well, I appreciate it, Gary. Have a good day tomorrow. Thank you, sir. And Mr. Bob, I will talk to you really soon.
All right. I sent that to you as an email, but I have no problem helping you with it, just seeing you print it out.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, I have the new computer in line by Saturday, so very good. Oh, yeah, one more thing. There was something important that I wanted to discuss with you. Oh, gosh. I'll shoot you an email.
Well, that, or you can give me about 2 minutes for me to close the net and call the phone.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. All right, then. That's true for now, then.
All right, I'm going to the restroom, and I'll look for your call. Okay, do I?
Send me things, Larry. Hope you and your mom's doing okay.